I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. The number 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Of course, on social media, at Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to get the follow,
tweet.
If you want to get involved in the conversation. What's happening, brother? Groundhog Day today, and we already have controversy.
Controversy. Listen, first of all, where the hell is Peter? How many times are we going to harass this poor damn groundhog every time he's trying to get some sleep? He come out to get some fresh damn air. He got cameras and people messing with him. Hell no. I can't wait till the groundhog go groundhog. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of this. Just bite the hell out of somebody. Huh? Take this. Actually, rabies for you. Rabies for you. Rabies for him. Rabies for everybody. Yeah. Leave me alone. I got my side chick down here sitting up here in the hole. We having some fun. I'm coming out to get some fresh air. Take me a morning whiz, and y'all right in here in my face. Do I pull up to y'all house? I tell you what, I'm going to start coming through your doggy doors and messing with y'all. Coming in and eating y'all Fruit Loops. Coming in and eating some of y'all catnip. Stop it. Leave me alone, damn it. Enough with this. We're supposed to be civilized.
Well, apparently now we have controversy because Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow.
Oh, man.
And so that means six more weeks of winter. In New York on Long Island, there's this Malvern, Malvern Mel. Mm. And he did not see his shadow, so early spring here. Oh. So I think, coincidentally,
we got a little bit
of a battle. And I think, last I heard, Mel is saying that Pennsylvania once again didn't get it right.
And let's get a prop bet.
They need a recount.
Let's get a prop bet. Let's go call either FanDuel or BetMGM, and let's just say, let's get the odds on who's right.
Correct.
Who you rocking with? You working with PA, or you rocking with Long Island?
Strong Island.
Which one? You pick.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, right now.
I live closer to Pocono, so you know where I'm going. You live closer to – you on Long Island, so you good.
No, the Malvern Mel is like blocks away, so I got to be careful because, you know, I say the wrong thing. You won't see me.
Hey,
you talking about
streets.
Down in the hole.
No doubt about that.
All right, we got lots to get to today. Lots of guests. Busy week as it is Super Bowl week. So let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Bart, this Super Bowl coming up, is it a legacy game in many ways? Is this a game that might end up being historic in many ways? Here's what Tony Romo said, something I found really interesting.
Mm.
And he was talking with media. You know, he's going to be on the broadcast of CBS and talks with the media the other day. And he said this, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is somehow in this discussion, meaning, you know, with Tom Brady, shows you how amazing the guy is. There's a chance for Patrick Mahomes playing in this game to climb the ladder. If Mahomes wins, he keeps the door open. If Brady wins, I don't know how anyone can top him. He said this is the biggest game Patrick Mahomes will ever play for the rest of his career. He's 24, by the way, 25. It's the only way to catch Tom Brady. If he loses this game, he cannot catch Tom Brady, in my opinion. Now, keep in mind, Mahomes, 24 when he won his first Super Bowl last year. Brady, 24 when he won his first Super Bowl back in 2002.
Yeah.
And so, is there something to be said here? If Brady gets to 7, is it that, all right, Mahomes is not going to catch him then?
Right.
Is this that big of a game?
Not only will Mahomes, it is, because Mahomes won't catch him, but also if he does catch him and get him with the tie at 7, remember, Brady beat him, you know, a couple years ago in the playoffs on their way to the championship,
right.
You know what I mean? And then then he beat the head-to-head when Kansas City was at the height of their powers. Then how could you ever put Mahomes either equal or up there with Tom Brady, even if he gets 7, because when they face head-to-head, then he beat him. So I think that's really what Tony Romo is talking about, how important this is for his legacy. Remember, just a few years ago, Russell Wilson was in this same exact position, an opportunity to beat the GOAT and take over the title of the baddest man on the planet and get his second Super Bowl, and they fell short And we don't hear about Russell Wilson as far as that legacy, where his place is going to be on Mount Rushmore. If Mahomes is able to run it back and get back-to-back, they're going to say, well, guess what? The window is still open next year as well. And it's only when you get to, like, to Mahomes' fifth or sixth season where you start asking how much longer is Andy Reid going to do it, and then can Mahomes carry the team without him? Can he carry the team without potentially Chris Jones and Tyrann Mathews as those great players start to age, and as some of those other weapons, you know, like Charles Edwards-Helaire is up for contract, and then you start saying, okay, because we saw it happen with Russell Wilson, right? We saw it happen with Russell Wilson when the Legion of Boom started to break up.
Right.
It's a lot harder for him to kind of win because he doesn't have the depth of talent that can help you if you're not perfect, right? So then you have to start doing more with less. You start losing your pieces, and then you have to be a force multiplier, right, and start making guys that aren't as good, you know, household names when you don't have the complement of Sammy Watkins. You don't have the complement of Harmon. You still have Kelce, and Kelce's getting a little older. How can you ever replace a talented tight end like that? They don't just come, you know, fall off trees. You think about what Kelce's been able to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it puts him in line with some of the greatest Hall of Famers. And Travis Kelce is a Hall of Famer. If you look at his resume already, he has the resume of Tony Gonzalez. He has the resume of Antonio Gates. He has the resume of the modern tight end. And he's arguably been the most productive because of the type of game, you know, the way the game has transitioned. You know, it used to be that Tony Gonzalez, and it used to be like Ozzie Newsome. It used to be Winslow Senior and Junior was like those modern wide receiving type tight ends. And Gronk was like the bridge. Gronk is like the bridge from the mauler meathead in line of scrimmage. And Kelce is like full-bloom evolution. He's a receiver playing tight end, and they don't ask him to do much. He's basically Tony Gonzalez. And I would argue this. When this all said and done, will Travis Kelce erase the legend of Tony Gonzalez?
Mm. Well, again, it's about obviously longevity. And
the titles.
Yeah, titles, longevity, of course, and the durability factor, which at that position is always difficult because of the many facets of the game you have to be part of, not just receiving. He has to do a lot of things, including blocking. And I'll tell you what, and just quickly here, on the game is Adam Schefter reporting that there. And remember we said at the end of the show that it was it Friday that we said starting on Friday that any COVID issues. Go ahead.
No. We finished each other's sentences because I know exactly where you were going.
Adam Schefter reported yesterday afternoon that the first COVID issues have come up for the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs have Daniel Kilgore, the center, and DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver, on the reserve COVID-19 list due to close contact. They have to test positive. They have to test negative for 5 straight days if they are now going to be eligible to play Sunday. So, you know, if you think about it, they already are now missing 2 offensive linemen. Kilgore now could make a third if something comes up. Now you're not expecting it, but if it does, so it just puts a lot more pressure on guys like Kelce, who's going to have to help out and block and do extra things that perhaps will take him a little bit at least out of the offensive playset. It's what makes this game so compelling on so many levels, doesn't it?
This year's unique, man. I tell you what,
it really
I'm isolated.
Is.
I'm going full bloom. Jimmy Buckets right now in the bubble, and I'm isolated from everybody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm walking around, even when I go to practice, I'm walking around in the white hazmat suit, making sure that I ain't getting nothing from nobody because that's how important it is. And you see sometimes guys get lax, and I understand. I'm telling you, I'm calling, I'm swiping left, swiping right, I'm going to Instagram, I'm going to social media, and I'm telling people where the Chiefs are staying at, and I'm making sure I'm putting some work on the outside, man, because I'm like, hey, man, I'm trying to contaminate everybody for Kansas City so that I can have the best chance to win. So whoever falls for the banana in the tailpipe, you know what I mean, you know, sitting there like, you know, girls like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm sending all them chicks over there. Yeah, they hotel over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where it is. His favorite color is blue. His favorite color is blue. His favorite color is red. Go over there and get that work. Give him as many kisses as you can.
I mean, that absolutely would be something, wouldn't it? Is this the one where the barber?
What was that? The Jordan pizza, right? We had the Jordan pizza, right? We sent the pizza to Jordan. Everybody thought it was the flu.
That story.
Everybody thought it was the flu. It wasn't the flu. Yeah, Last Dance.
Do you really believe that story? Everybody remember from The Last Dance because we all watched it, of course. And that is the story that before that playoff game against the Jazz. that it was somebody delivered a pizza. They got up to his room. They let him in. And apparently something happened with the pizza. It was something with the pizza that made Jordan sick.
Listen, MJ did not
deny. I still don't believe
MJ
that exactly happened like
MJ
that.
MJ didn't deny it. What I'm saying is, instead of sending pizza, I'm sending chicks over to Kansas City's hotel. Now, you figure out, like, I know we can't objectify
the bubble
women.
Protocols, man.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sending over, like Wu-Tang say, caramel deluxe, chocolate mocha. I'm sending those type, whatever color you want. Baskin Robbins up at Kansas City's hotel. 21 flavors. Which one you want? And fall for the banana tailpipe. Yes!
You
forfeit.
You the Crayola box?
Forfeit.
Forfeit. You can definitely, yeah.
Hey, Tampa go hard, hey, man.
I mean, they're pretty much just living life there right
Yo,
now.
Tampa's the only place. Tampa's the only place I ever saw a white girl with dread. She had braids to the back and full gold grill. I was like, damn, where they make you at, mama? You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen no white girl with a full grill like Juvenile. I'm like, what's up?
What is that? I'm trying to think if this is the. Was this – I know there was a story about somebody with a barber and a couple of guys had close contact with COVID.
Oh,
I wasn't sure
yes.
if it was this one. Is it this? Is it the Chiefs or was it someone else? There's been so many of these things that are floating around that I can't keep up with the stories.
You just never know.
But let's get back on track. So, again,
yes.
First Super Bowl for Mahomes, age 24. First Super Bowl win for Brady, age 24. But then Brady won again at age 26 and won again at age 27. Then he went a while before winning another one. Remember, he lost twice
years.
To the Giants in that span, in between 05 and then back
span,
to 2015. Yep. Right, 10 years. But he did go to two. He just lost both of them.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't 37 again before he won his next three, 37, 39, and then 41. Lost to the Eagles, of course, in between one of those as well. So it's not – it's first of all, it's an interesting take by Romo. But I guess it also – it just tells you, though – how much people do expect Mahomes to kind of follow in his footsteps. So that kind of puts a little extra on this game. I mean, obviously it's a big deal on many levels, right? Historic, Tom Brady going to the Bucs and winning a championship in his very first year. What a story that is. And it really does seal his legacy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In his first year, just show up and we're going to win a ring here, just like I always won rings everywhere else.
Yeah.
But it's also about Mahomes and whether or not he could start now his legacy train towards, okay, I'm coming for you, like Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, like Serena, and Martina. Like it's always that's what it's fun about
can,
the
can,
next
can
ones. It's can you chase the great, like chase the goats? You're always chasing the goats, and that's what would interesting. If the Chiefs somehow can win, if they win this championship, I think they're favored. Then
about
all
three,
of a sudden, now we start talking about Mahomes with even more reverence about. This is now the new era. And Brady, by the way, let me add this part, was asked about – remember he said he played till he's at least 40, 45?
Yeah.
Then he was asked, well, would you play past 45? He's still feeling good. Remember, he's 43. And he said, yeah, I would definitely think about that.
Man.
So it's almost like Brady's saying, the longer I stay around –
He gonna be playing with
chasing me.
Yeah, he gonna be playing with his kids like LeBron, like LeBrick trying to do. Jeez, like come on, man, like Dad, you missed all the college. I had a game, son. Damn, let somebody else shine, Dad. It can't always be about you. But I tell you what, when you talk about chasing the legends, you know, like we're all watching LeBron try and chase Jordan. You know what I mean? But we never seen Jordan play with LeBron or play during the same era. Like, we're watching somebody that's going to be playing during the same era as the GOAT try to chase him, and we think that he has a legitimate chance. Here's the only issue, or here's the problem that Mahomes is going to have. At some point, Andy Reid won't be the coach. You know, you talk about the stability that Tom Brady had with having Bill Belichick the entire time until, you know, maybe the last one or seven. But being able to have that continuity, being able to have
20 years you're talking about, right?
Two decades,
which we, Andy Reid, as much as you'd like to think he can be around forever.
He can't physically do it.
Right.
You know, so you're trying to see if Eric Bieniemy, or the enemy, like I like to call him, is going to be somebody that can make that smooth transition to being the second half that can grow with Mahomes. He's 51. Can he be the one that stays with him during the second half of his career to make sure that he stays in the same offense, same verbiage? Remember, Brady has had the ability to stay in the same coverage, I mean, the same offense, to be able to let that package grow, to be able to evolve that same package, but be able to think and be able to do things and create. When you've done something for so long, 20 years, and you've been in the same system, it's things that you can create and make up because you can use that past knowledge and past history and say, hey, man, this is what this other team used to do to me, and this is how we combated it with this type of play. And you still have that continuity with guys like Gronkowski. You had that continuity with guys that have been there, you know, that can come, Logan Mankins, guys that played with him for a long time. I don't know in today's NFL if people will stay with Mahomes as long, because they're going to want to try and get that money. And because of the new salaries are so high that, you know, you're going to be able to, you're going to see guys leaving and bolting, because what teams do when they try and break a dynasty up is they go after your assistants, then they go after your players, and they offer them, they make them an offer that they can't refuse. So it's a lot of things in place, but for Mahomes to have a shot, he has to win now. And I would argue that now it's going to be a harder gauntlet in the AFC than it was before, because you have some very young, talented stars that are just as young as Mahomes that are going to be in their prime and entering their prime at the same time as him. Where Brady, it was only Ben, it was sometimes Phillip Rivers, and it really was no young threat for him in AFC.
Now, there's two things there off of that. And again, the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is this a legacy game for Patrick Mahomes and maybe also Tom Brady? Is this quarterback matchup a bigger story than maybe we've made it yet? What Tony Romo said about how important this is. If Mahomes wins this game, he has a shot at catching Brady. But if he doesn't, no shot. What do you think? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll grab some calls while we can. But two things off of what you just said. Number one, as you mentioned, keeping a team together, keeping Gronk with him because he knows how important he is, just like you have Travis Kelce, right? So if you're Patrick Mahomes, one of the examples that Brady gave throughout his career was what? He never took his market value. He always worked his deals to take less so it didn't impact the team. It helped, of course, that he married into plenty of money. And it's like, it for him, he had that convenience to go ahead and do that. Yeah, and that's fine.
Brady was like, Simi, please do not take our pocket change. That's what Giselle says. Baby, can I go buy a boat? Oh, please.
Giselle is not asking. I think Tom is the one asking
Giselle. No, that's what I'm saying. Tom's asking Giselle. And she's like, oh, well, tell you what. Clean this place up. But you are going to work today, Tom. Drink your shake and get to practice. Take your shake and get to practice.
But so if you're Patrick Mahomes, we know the contract he signed and he could make as much as $500 million in this deal. Yeah. But that's going to be a huge part of this. The biggest thing about Brady that people don't always talk about is that he never took all that he could take just so that they could have the ability to keep some players that he felt were important.
Yes.
And that they could also build the team so that they could stay a championship contender. Easier said than done, of course. Easy for regular people to say it, but somebody like him, he was always the best quarterback in the league, right? Or at least one of them. Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league right now, and other people, like the union, will tell you, no, you got to set the market, but no, you can't take less. That's bad for everybody else because it lowers the price. So that's one. The second one is what I mentioned, the longevity factor. Kobe Bryant, remember, won his first three titles early in his career with Shaq.
Yeah.
Then he went a bulk of years without winning, right? And then what did he do later in his career? They got Pau Gasol, and they won a couple of more. That's how he got to five. Michael Jordan, three, and then took 2 years. We know what happened. We know that story. And three later in his career. Like, the point is that in that decade, he got six, right? Yeah. In the first decade of the 21st century, you know, again, that's Kobe.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, same thing. Tom Brady got his three before 2010, and then he got three after 2010. The point is that Mahomes is not going to win six in a row. He probably won't even win three in a row. It's so hard to do. He could get two in a row, and that's what Brady did to get started. It really got him on his way when he got the back-to-backs, and it has been done since then. So that's two things to think about, Bart, right? Don't you think it's about the money and being able to keep your team together, and then it's about the longevity.
Yeah, exactly. And to that point, you know, Mahomes is going to have to stop looking like Luka Doncic. He's going to have to start taking his body seriously. He can get away with it now, being a little pudgy, but he's going to have to take his body seriously if he's going to be able to have the longevity to be able to be a player that can play for those that many time and that long. You know, remember, Brady had that big he never had that huge drop-off like Breeze, like Eli, like Phillip, like what we're saying with Big Ben.
Yeah, the one injury
he's
year.
Always, right, because right. He's always taking his body and his nutrition seriously. That's how you 12. Last long. Exactly.
Yeah, and that certainly has been a big thing for a lot of athletes who have had that longevity, no question about that. All right, we got, again, a busy show today. We got a lot to do. We got a lot of guests, some great ones, of course. Coming up, our first guest, David Njoku from the Browns. A lot going on with him right now.
And I'm going to hold their feet to the fire. I want our listeners to know that this will not be some fluffed up, soft landing type of interviews. I'm going at them. I know y'all want to hear about Baker. I know you want to hear from Logan Ryan. I know you want to know about Danny Dimes. Right. I know you want to hear. I know you want to hear about all that. You're going to get those answers, or you're going to get those questions, and I'm going to see if they're going to answer them. Trust me.
We certainly will. All right, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So, first guest of the day will be David Njoku. That's coming up next. But first, Bart's got this from 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah, fellas, you know what time it is. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, the number one question on every guy's mind is, what's the gift that's really going to wow? So, 1-800-Flowers.com is here for a helpful hint. Roses, duh. Get the roses, and this Valentine's, the biggest and brightest roses can only be found at 1-800-Flowers. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer for just our listeners. Get the 18-stem enchanted rose medley for $39.99, or double it for 36 long-stem enchanted roses for $20 more. That's right, 18-stem enchanted rose medley for $39.99, or double the roses for $20 more. All the roses from 1-800-Flowers are hand-picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped to you fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Bouquets are limited, so lock your order in today. Get right to the romance this Valentine's and find a way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order the 18-stem enchanted rose medley for $39.99 or double the roses for $20 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter promo code BART. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code BART. Hurry! Offers expires Wednesday. Back with the Joker. It's going to be on and popping.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
I'm Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app.
Why are we playing
app?
This song? Because my fro behind me?
Because that, if people could only see it. It doesn't show as much on Plus because the picture is a little higher. But we got a shot of you that I put on Twitter. And it's fantastic because you definitely look like you're rough and tough with your Afro puffs.
It's a good raise, look for you, though. Raise, on with your bad self.
You rock, grow
rough
out,
and
man.
Tough with my Afro puff. Raise, puff on with your bad self.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Let's get to our first guest today, David Njoku, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, the Browns tight end. One of the best in the league, if you ask me.
No. I don't know if you know Browns tight end. He's a free agent where every man wants to be.
No, he's got a fifth. He's got a fifth year. I thought they
got a fifth year? Oh man!
Well, let's get the details
York,
correct.
Maybe. Okay, let's get the details correct. Let's ask the man himself.
David, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
All right, just making sure. I got you as they picked up your fifth year option, right? You're with the Browns one more year.
That is grammatically correct, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, I do want to ask you that you put out some tweets last night that has a lot of Browns fans kind of concerned because they're a little cryptic. You said we don't learn from experience. We learn on reflecting on experiences. And then one that just said, damn, and people are worried because they're thinking that, are you talking about, you know, maybe are you leaving the Browns? Is something happening here? Do you want to let the dog pound understand what happened last night?
Nothing happened. You know, as far as, you know, any trade talk or whatever, I have no comment on that at this time. You know, I was just enjoying these past few days, you know, past couple of weeks that we've been off just to reflect, relax, you know, get back with my family. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hey, David, first of all, Bart Scott here, and I want to say I'm a fan. You may not know this about me, but I signed my second deal actually in the bathroom of Cleveland with the Ravens. So they were trying – yeah, so let that digest. They were offering me a contract.
In the bathroom, in the locker room?
Yes. I was there. They were trying to give me some money, and I was at that point – you know, Cleveland wasn't the Cleveland that you know today. It was the Cleveland that you came in as a rookie. So it was one of those things where I used Cleveland as leverage, and I called Ozzie Newsome and said, hey, man, I'm about to sign my contract. He was like, Bart, all right, man, what you want? Get on the plane. He was like, so I went and hid in the bathroom, and I actually signed my contract with the Ravens. With that being said, I say all that to say this. Last year they brought in Austin Hooper. And I know that kind of upset you a little bit. He was the number one tight end on the market. You had really I feel like you were poised for a breakout season. But, you know, when you broke your wrist against the Jets, I think that really, you know, hurt your ability, of course, losing your season to show that everybody what you can do. And I think you were the good soldier this year. I want to commend you for being able to add, you know, blocking to your game and, you know, being a team player. But with that being said, you know, we all understand that it's a business and that you have to be able to get the targets and get the opportunity and have a game plan built around you. So, you know, as this offseason starts, you know, what kind of considerations are you thinking about and where do you feel you are at in your career and what do you think, you know, you want to do going forward?
Yeah, of course. Let me start off by saying, you know, talking about the wrist injury. You know, as each day goes on, you know, you live and learn, you know, you become more and more of a man, especially at this time and, you know, in my career. I got drafted when I was 20 years old. So I was, you know, I was a young boy, you know, just like a wild Jack boy that I, you know, having fun or whatever. And yeah, so I was when I broke my wrist and I decided to come back, I knew in my mind that I wasn't ready to come back. You know, my wrist wasn't fully healed in any way, you know, but I was just the excitement of just, you know, coming back with my teammates, you know, having fun is what drove me to come back prematurely. So it is what it is. You know, like I said, Doug, you know, you live and learn. And, you know, that goes with, you know, the game. You know, fast forward, you know, to this year.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I think we lost this. Okay, we lost this. Actually, tell you what, the audio was perfect, so I don't know what happened there, but we did lose him. He was explaining the injury.
Yeah, the injury.
We're going to try to get him back because you could tell that he definitely has some things to talk about. And it's
right, right. Because for him, he has to.
First of all, Bart, if you look at his numbers analytically, he was one of the best as far as blocking tight ends, as far as receiving. Right. Like he didn't play a lot, obviously, but when he did play, when he was targeted,
yeah,
he was fantastic this year for the Browns. But he's clearly not thrilled. You could tell.
Yeah. So this year, right? He added blocking to his game because they brought Hooper in. It was going to be more about play action, keeping more guys in so that you can take shots down the field. But if you look at his numbers from 2018, the 639 yards, the average 11 yards, this guy is a problem. And I think he's a under the radar guy who I think could be in the right offense, could be a top two. Not one, not five. I think he can be a top two receiver in this league. This dude is uber talented, man.
Yes.
When I say this guy can run routes like a receiver, this guy reminds me of the other Winslow they had, Winslow Jr., the other tight end that they had there at Cleveland, who I was responsible for covering man-to-man all around the field. And I tell you what, it was a hard-ass job. Me having to keep with him, stay in the pocket. He was quick from the line of scrimmage. He could release. They would split him out. And I think Njoku has all those same attributes. And I think if he gets somewhere where somebody makes him a primary target and makes him a point of emphasis for the offense, the sky's the limit. He is easily a 1,000-yard tight end. I'm telling you, this guy's an unkept secret. I tell you what, if I'm the Jets, if I'm the Giants, you think Ingram is good? This guy's Ingram, but he's actually
he's better than Ingram. Yeah,
well, Ingram gets open; he just can't catch.
Yeah, you saw too much of that happen this year. But on his topic now again, and I hope we get him back because I'd love to have more questions to ask him. But you could tell he's trying to be. You said the good soldier this year after they make that deal. They used all three tight ends. They absolutely had that as part of their offense. I think for Baker, how critical it is to have that type of target in the middle of the field, of course, and a guy that can not only block for you but can also catch. But he's been through injuries. But you hear what he said? When he first came into the league, he was 20. And he's kind of admitting maybe he didn't take it as serious as he should.
He was Dwayne Haskins.
He sounds like he's maturing to a point where it's like, but I get it now. And this is where I think it starts to get – a guy like that with his potential, when he starts to mature and realize, all right, I got to stop being a kid and I got to start playing for me – right. That's where it could get scary, where all of a sudden he takes that leap like you're talking about in the right situation.
Yeah, and it all comes together. And when you look at it now, because Austin Hooper is there and he's getting the big money, Austin Hooper is going to be the one that's going to get targeted. He's going to be the one that's going to be the point of emphasis. And they kind of turned the page on him because of maybe some of the immaturity early on, like the frustration we have with Chris Herndon here. But I feel like he's at the point where he's ready to mature. You hear him talking about, my family, and he's more of a man. Listen, I tell you what, man, I was there before as well. I was there. I was that guy, that was 20 years old that didn't know what I was doing. I was always sent up to the principal's office. Now, I wasn't super immature, but it was all good, man. I think, I wish we could have got him back, and it looks like we're not going to be able to get him back.
Yeah, we're getting late into the segment, so we probably won't be able to get him back.
But I wanted to ask him about this whole Deshaun Watson, and some of the Cleveland fans said, listen, if you're a Cleveland fan, if we open up the lines today, we want to know, what side of the fence you stand on. Are you on the side of the fence where you say, hey, if we can get Deshaun Watson and we got to trade Njoku or we got to trade Austin Hooper, who's a tremendous tight end, a Pro Bowl player, and trade our first-round draft pick and Baker Mayfield to be able to get Deshaun Watson, we'll do that. I want to know what, if you're on that side of the fence, what are you willing to give up to get Deshaun Watson? Would you give up Ward? Outstanding, they say they want a great defense, outstanding corner, and be able to get a guy like Deshaun Watson would be amazing. Or do you say, hey, I love Baker?
Yeah, well, we'll see. We're trying to get him back. Apparently, there's just a communication issue that we're having. But if we can get him back for the next segment, we certainly will get him back on. There's plenty more to talk to him about. But if not, coming up, though, the Mets have more embarrassment connected to their team. Another one of those situations. Now it's Mickey Callaway. Before it was Jared Porter, and it's all the same, and it's ugly, and it's not good. And we certainly have to discuss that coming up next, of course. 1 o'clock hour, we have Jay Will, as we do every week on Tuesday. We do have to get into the NBA. A lot happening in the NBA, including an all-star game that's going to happen, apparently, as Woj is reporting. So before we get to all that, Bart has this from DraftKings.
What the hell is Chris Paul doing, man? I tell you who's doing it right. DraftKings. Football fans, listen up. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, has upped the $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. Enter the free prediction challenge, answer the question like who's going to score last, and boom! get right and make it rain. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code BART to enter the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Coming back, we may have Jay Weezy. We gonna keep it real. Habitual Line Steppers back after this.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.